Hello, my lovers. This is the Cornish Radio News with Gertrude Tregowan.
Oh, it's nice to be back in the hot seat again for Bristol News this week. We got news that the Bristol Pound is to be accepted by bus operators first, a year after it was launched in the city. The currency was introduced last September to ensure money earned in the city is spent in local businesses. It's first thought to be the first bus company in the UK to sign up to a local currency scheme, which is nice. Coming soon, the Bristol Fiver, the Bristol 25p and the Bristol 2 Bob Bit. Look out for that one. Might be a bit of a slippery customer. Now, a Bristol shoplifter has been banned from entering most of the shops in Bristol for the next 3 years. Now, Raymond Grant, he's a right so-and-so, fixed address. He can't enter 72 shops as well as restaurants and the cinema complex because last year he walked out with a 40-foot screen under his arm. Cheeky bleeder. Now, finally, a man has been jailed for admitting having sex with a goat. Rob Newman assaulted the animal in a barn in Bristol in April. Newman initially denied the charge, but obviously he left something behind, later changed his plea. Newman was jailed for 6 months in the attack, which Bristol magistrates court heard had left the goat needing veterinary treatment. Gary the goat can't be named for legal... Oh, damn, I've done it. Poor old Gary. Now I'm going to be sued by a goat. How much worse can it get? And that's this week's Bristol News. We'll be back next week with some more Bristol News. And if you're listening, Gary,
you might be.
I'm sorry. Get better soon. Man.